This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Pray Always, Always. Dear friends, don't look for hidden meanings in this week's gospel. Jesus gives us the punchline right up front, pray always. You see, this wasn't a message he reserved for scribes and priests, for people in the ritual praying business. Pray always is a message Jesus gives to everyone, to fishermen, to laborers, to homemakers, to people scrambling to make a living. Pray always is Christ's message to us this week, knowing that we have mortgages and student loans, car payments and grocery bills. Pray always may seem easy enough for a priest to thunder about from the pulpit, but you live in the real world, so you may be tempted to shrug off Christ's pray always order as an over-the-top rhetorical flourish, to be dismissed before you're out of the church parking lot. But Jesus doesn't deal in throwaway lines. When he tells us to pray always, he expects us to pray always. And that means praying 24/7, 365. So how do we respond? Who can possibly manage to pray always? Well, we can, and we must. Here's how. To begin, praying always doesn't mean endless recitation. Prayer means lifting our hearts and minds to God. It doesn't even require verbalization. In fact, that's how prayer begins, as an unspoken awareness of God. Like flowers turning irresistibly to the sun, you and I have an innate longing for the purpose that leads inevitably to God. This applies to those who are ignorant of God, as well as those who have a lifetime of religious education. In fact, it's ironic that too often we've been taught to know about God, rather than to know God. Too often we've learned prayers, rather than learning to live a life of prayer. And living an active prayer life is the only way we can answer Christ's call to pray always. My friends, a prayer life begins with a growing awareness of God. For a fortunate few, there's a road to Damascus moment. For the rest of us, it takes days and days, even decades and decades, of actively searching for God. Not in the clouds, not in a burning bush, but in the routine progressions of joys and sorrows, anxiety and achievement, disappointments and delights that, taken together, comprise our lives. St. Ignatius Loyola describes this approach to spirituality as finding God in all things, in the people, places, and events of our daily life. It's a path, when prayerfully followed, leads not only to finding God in all things, but to our bringing God to all things. Fortunately, finding God and creating an awareness of Him is not a one-way street. God is always aware of us. He's always searching for us. And the really good news is that we don't even have to get our act together to find Him. You see, God wants us as we are, right here, right now. He's ready to move with us, to lay our sins on the cross, to find peace, to live in His love. You'd be surprised how quickly an act of commitment can become an ongoing conversation with Christ, the bedrock of a rich and fruitful prayer life. What remains, then, is the serious job of structuring our prayer life and the ongoing resolution to live it. And here you'll find help at every turn. Start with a schedule and stick to it. Morning and evening reflections, grace before meals. These are the time-honored anchors of a prayer life. But it's what happens in between the formal prayer points of the day that constitutes the bulk of our prayer life. And that's where the greatest opportunities lie. Keeping God alive from 9 to 5, every task, every routine, every exchange can be given to God. Find Him in the pain of an arthritic knee, or a strained back, in the frustration of traffic, in the joy of a child's game, in a neighbor's smile, in overlooking a slight, in complimenting his spouse. My friends, a day of active kindness, respect, forgiveness, generosity, and appreciation, humbly given to God, is a day of prayer. String enough of them together and you have a truly blessed life of prayer, and pretty soon, you'll be praying always, always. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.